Progressive Go Forward. George speaking.
Hey, George, is Gary in by chance?
Yeah, this is Connie.
Yes, this is Tyler with Cardiff.
Do we do business with you already?
No. I'm actually calling in reference to a past financing you guys had done with, looks like, Hana Financial. I sent Gary here an offer here about 2.5 weeks ago. I just wanted to touch base. We spoke last week.
Let me transfer you to his assistant because I know he don't get calls directly, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Give me a second. You say your name again, sorry?
Tyler.
Tyler.
Correct.
If you're lucky, Lee, he wanna speak to you, okay? Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
Do you have my info in case you need to reach out to me? Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Gary?
Just reach out, otherwise I'll come back.
Hey, this is Tyler from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
All right, April. Thank you. Good.
Good, good. I'm actually calling to follow up on a pre-approval we had sent you. It was about 2.5 weeks ago. It was based off some prior financing you had done with Hana Financial in 2013. Is any of that ringing a bell?
What financial? With who?
Hana Financial.
Hana?
Yeah.
Oh. That was long, long, long time ago.
Yeah, it's looking like it's a few years ago. I was just calling because we had sent you an offer for a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to see if you were maybe looking to take on some new projects this quarter, maybe needed some additional capital, or you were maybe looking to bring on some new equipment. I think it was your assistant last week, and they said your business usually kind of picks up around the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought Hana is only doing factoring, so I don't know what others. We are talking about Hana Financial is doing factor, right?
No, yeah, it was just based on some good lending history that you had with them and your DNB credit profile. I'm calling on behalf of Bank of Cardiff. Did you receive the offer that we had sent you in the mail by chance? Do you remember that?
Okay. So if you are the one to send in the letter, then I think I always throw away those letters.
That's
really
usually what happens.
Anything. No, I don't really trust what is called pre-approval because unless you're going through the process and a lot of things, then that's a different story. But usually when I see pre-approval, I know the amount's getting higher and higher, but I never pay attention at the doorway.
Yeah, no, so, I totally understand. The pre-approval is just based off the DMB credit profile and the good lending history.
Yeah.
So,
I see. But what happened was we actually factoring with the capital business. So we do put a UCC file on the lee of the inventory and
gotcha.
Our assets. So I don't think I can have any relationship with any other bank besides the capital business unless we are thinking to switch the factor and dealing with any other maybe factor or bank to
uh-huh.
get that loan. But at this moment, I don't know if that's the – I think that would be the issue.
I see.
Any other bank to have a relationship with us.
Yeah. Is it a line of credit that you have with them? What is it that you...
It's kind of like, it's a factor. So they're not a factor. So we basically, based on our accounts receivable and also our inventory, to get credit line from them.
I see.
So we, yeah, that's why.
Well, with the working capital that we have here, we're basically able to free up about 10-15% of whatever your top line sales are. I'm not sure what it is that you have with the situation that you're in right now. Are you still leaning on them recently, or are you not really banking with them anymore?
Wait, who?
With the current bank that you're with, is it something you're, have you been currently using them, or are you self-funding it right now?
You mean the bank?
Yes.
No. The bank didn't loan anything to us. It's the factor, which is a capital business.
I gotcha.
We sell our accounts receivable to them, and then we...
Okay, now this is making sense.
Yeah. We advance from my invoice to the customer.
Okay.
We have inventory, so from the inventory, we get an inventory line from them.
I see. Have you ever looked into doing working capital? I mean, it's unsecured cash. I mean, if you guys are just looking to increase inventory with holidays or anything like that, I mean, you kind of have the freedom to do whatever you want with it, and you're not having to deal with a bank. And
I understand, but it really depends on what kind of interest rate you're looking for. And usually, like I say, I don't really believe in for that kind of pre-approval, because those kind of pre-approval, most likely at the end, it's just a lot of hassle. I don't want to waste my time to do that.
I totally understand that. I mean, it could benefit the company, though. It's just something you might be interested in looking into. Is this the inventory that you do take on for the holidays? When does that usually start?
Usually we'll be picking up at August.
August.
So right now, usually at this moment, like July, we kind of have a more slow season because pretty much everybody prepare for the holiday.
And then
it will pick up start at the end of the July and August, because the August we have a trade show. And then usually that trade show, it will start buying, and then all the goods. And then right now we do import goods inside first, but usually when you need to bring in the goods in first before the holiday start, we have the cash flow issue. Usually it's more tight in usually like July, August, or beginning of the year, because the Chinese New Year, that's typical.
Okay, I see. Yeah. Well, with that coming up here in about the next month or two, one of the nice features about Cardiff here is the approval process here is usually only about 24 hours, and we can get back to you with some pretty hard numbers on what programs it is you qualify for and what rates they are. It might be just some good information to have in your back pocket for comparison with the bank that you're with right now, and maybe if you were maybe looking to bring on more inventory than expected, it's something that you could easily get your hands on. How much capital do you usually bring on when you do this inventory increase?
Usually we increase about like 50%. Usually, most likely we will be from $600,000-$700,000, and then become a $1 million to $1.2 million. But of course, I have the factor to helping me, and at the same time, I have the vendor in overseas helping me. So usually here and there, squeeze a little bit, we are okay. But of course, if there is a better cash flow, it will be worth for everything much smooth.
Mm-hmm. So you said you do have a vendor, though?
I'm sorry?
You have a vendor that you use?
Yeah, in China. So when I say vendor, it's a manufacturer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so then give us a better payment term, things like that. So that's most likely how we do the peak season. And then, I don't know what kind of process these kind of things will be, because I never tried.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, so the process here is, it's actually fairly simple. It's just a one-page application. And then with the working capital, it's going to be 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then just your most recent tax return. That's really about all the information that we need, and we're able to produce kind of a rough estimate. What were your sales last year?
We do about last year or last tax return year.
Last year, yeah. tax
year. We do about like close to 4 million.
Close to 4 million. Okay. I mean, yeah, and like I said, we're able to take about 10 to 15% off the top of that. So, I mean, you're looking at maybe anywhere from 400 to maybe 450,000 we could get you in working capital. Obviously, that's just a rough estimate, but that's usually where we're able to sit. And that could definitely help you out with this increase of inventory that you're looking to take on here in the next month or so. Is the 600K that you usually do for the inventory when it increases, is the bank able to front all of that, or are you actually having to finance some of it yourself?
No, not really. I'm pretty much I work with my vendor, which is overseas, so maybe I get a longer term. This thing worked through. So
okay, and what's the rate that they have you on over there?
I'm sorry?
What's the rate that they have you with the vendor and bank you work with?
No. The vendor, he didn't provide the goods. I just pay maybe the phone. So 60 days become 120 days, something like that. So,
oh, you're on like a net 60?
Yeah, we pretty much basically all depends on the payment term.
I see. Okay.
Season. So, I mean, you can send me email if you want to. I'm not really sure, and I don't know what kind of interest rate you guys offering.
Well, yeah, I was actually just going to say, if you want, I could actually, my senior rep is right here, and he could probably give you a better understanding for what we can offer you and maybe what would work for you if you'd wanted to kind of dive deeper into it. He could definitely help you out in that department. It just might be something good to have in the back pocket for this increase you're looking to take on here in the next month or so.
Okay. Can you just send an email?
Yeah, I can do that. What's a good email for you?
It's Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y.
G-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah,
at
Circle.
Sorry, can you say that again? Red Circle?
Yeah, Red Circle Footwear.
Footwear.com. .com. Okay, let me just repeat that to you. Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y at redcirclefootwear.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot you some information over. And like I said, if you have any questions or would like to have maybe just a little bit more in-depth understanding for what we can offer you, we could definitely get that going. The sooner the better for, it sounds like, your situation here that's coming up here in August. If you want to get the financial side of it taken care of, that way that's one less thing you got to worry about once you do start taking on this increase of inventory. It's definitely something we can get going for you fairly quick.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll send you that information, maybe touch base with you early, mid next week. See if you have any questions, or if you'd like to go through on the process. I'll put the application for working capital in the email if you'd like to get the process going sooner. And my direct line will be in there as well. So feel free to give me a call if anything comes up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Gary. We'll talk to you soon.
No problem. Thank you. Bye. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.